to start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any key. Oof. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting. To speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hand from the boss's blood. I use on my armpit, perfume what you hear. Then I polish my long fresh soul. Then I say,
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 106 of Irk FM Metal Monday. Irk FM Metal Monday starts now, and happy birthday to me. Well, in a way, sort of. It's the 2-year anniversary of Irk FM Metal Monday, the first Monday in October 2011 was when I started Irk FM Metal Monday. And it is now the first Monday show in October 2013. So that's 2 years. Of course, we recently celebrated episode 100, but I thought, what am I going to do for the 2-year anniversary? I thought I could play a selection of my favourite songs, I could play a selection of my favourite interviews, but no, I thought I'd do something a tiny bit different, and I thought that all of the songs and all the bands would have metal in the title somewhere. So all of these bands I have featured on Irk FM Metal Monday before. I was going through the website, and according to the artist list, there's been 590 individual bands that I've played here on Irk FM Metal Monday over the last 2 years, many of them on several occasions. So we're going to hear from one of them now, from the People's Republic of Canada. This is 3 Inches of Blood. Saw them on 70,000 Tons of Metal this year, and here's their song, Metal Woman.
Thank you. forever. It will always guide you. If you're all alone, hear this song of metal. I'll always be there for you. Don't lose your courage. We fight to stay alive. I'll always be you. Come on! Metal will never die. Without us, you. Metal is the Lord. For the one, for me and you. Metal will never die.
listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 106, and you wouldn't believe it, but that band was you wouldn't believe that I can't know how to speak Mefal English. What? Sean, I rather enjoyed the last couple of episodes where he was saying that didn't matter that he couldn't understand what they were saying, the music was just great anyway. Anywho, the point that I was trying to make before I forgot what language I speak, that last band was called Metal Safari, and they are from Japan. So very hard to believe that that is actually a Japanese metal band, but they are. We heard How to Die and Legacy of the Life. I found those guys when I was in Japan. I was doing a search for, and of course this was before Metal Monday was actually a show, I was looking for Japanese bands for Irk FM so I can play, and I presented the episodes from various parts of Tokyo. I was only there for a week, and it was my first time in Japan, and I was a little bit starstruck, a little bit awestruck, a little bit, oh my God, I don't know what's going on around this place. So I wasn't really looking for music venues and whatnot at the time. But I found Metal Safari and Headphones President via AirPlay Direct, and apparently the underground metal scene in Japan is really, 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 really underground, and that's probably for even Japanese people, let alone Australian metalheads. It can be hard to find somewhere, but I know some bands who have played in Japan recently, so might be able to hit them up and say, hey, where did you go for some good metal in Japan? I think I'd really enjoy it. Before Metal Safari, we heard Doro, who of course I love featuring on Irk FM Metal Monday, with her song Metal Tango. Prior to that, Die Apropschalitinrieta. Still don't know how to say that band's name, with Metal Will Never Die. And we opened up with Canadian band 3 Inches of Blood with Metal Woman. So you can sort of see how this show is going, either metal in the name of the song or metal in the name of the band. And that is exactly what's happening for this next band. We're going to hear a song called No Fake Bullets by Metal Destroyer. See if I can see what Metal Destroyer are doing, because I haven't seen them around anything like that. Oh, it's a MySpace site. Okay, let's get on with the song. This is Metal Destroyer with No Fake Bullets. You're listening to Irk on Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 106, irkfmmetalmonday.com. Here's Metal Destroyer.
żyć będę w tak osobliwej chwili, kiedy Bóg najdotkliwiej upokorzy ludzi, zostawiając im wnioski, nie mówiąc już nic.
Zostawiając im wnioski, nie mówiąc już nic!
Yeah.
nothing like an explosion at the end of the episode, but it's not the end of the episode from Melbourne. That was Toe Hider with their song But Mostly Metal. I saw those guys at Progfest recently in Melbourne, and so I don't think I heard that particular song, but yes, I found that particular song on a download link. And so that was absolutely awesome. I was playing another song on here a few weeks ago, which was called something like I Only Play What's On The Radio. And that turned out to be, you know, not metal, but this song, but mostly metal. Yeah, it was cool. Prior to that, we heard from Metamorphosis with a couple of long tracks, Biopsia and Cajectia Mien, I think. They must be Spanish or something. I can't remember. It was actually a while ago since I played those particular guys. Another MySpace page which tells me absolutely nothing about the band. Oh well. Yeah, Cajectia Mien and Biopsia, I think, sounds Spanish, might be Argentinian, something like that. I could do a Google search. Yeah, that'd be something that I could do. I could do a Google search and find out more about them that way. Oh, get out. They're not Australian, are they? Oh, no, that's for something totally different. That's all right. False alarm. Yeah, I'll have to find a good link for those later because these MySpace links just aren't cutting it. Prior to that, we heard Metal Destroyer with a song called No Fake Bullets. Anywho, we're going to keep the tracks coming. If you want to find out more information about the bands, you might find out more information than me. Who knows? Go to the show notes, irkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 106. We are going to hear now from Creep, not spelt the way that you might think it was spelt, with a song called Metal to the Core. And, yep, another MySpace page. So let's just continue with the music, shall we? This song is called Metal to the Core. Haven't played this one for a while.
Sentiment. Hey, Jesse, what do you think we should do for a new song?
I don't know, Tox. I was thinking song.
If you're listening to this show, well, I guess you've already chose metal. That was Choose Metal by Evil Scarecrow. Thank you to Ro from Dark Compass for introducing me to those guys. If you're listening to this show and you're not listening to Dark Compass with Ro or the Metal Deli with Kimmy, why not? They introduced me to some awesome metal as well, and I introduced them to awesome metal as well, so that is awesome. Are we playing the awesome drinking game? Because if we are, I'd be awesomely drunk by now. Anywho, that was Choose Metal by Evil Scarecrow. Prior to that, another band that I haven't played for some time, Audio Mashy, with a song called Grey Metal. And then to open up that little set, we heard from Creep with their song Metal to the Core. What I'm trying to do on this episode is play songs with metal in the title, or the bands have got metal in the title. But I'm going to make one exception. This one's for you, Sean O, and this one's for you, Ro. I think you might know what song this is going to be, but I'm going to make an exception because there's probably the word metal mentioned in there somewhere.
We'll be right back. wonder what will loom in the shadow of the moon. Through the bellies of the hungry who are trapped in Budapest. The king of time, he has to make the time. Work the answers, Thomas coded suicide, the Buda 3. Monster tries to foil him and summon Armageddon. 7,000 bells in 66 minutes past 6. The king of time shall take no part. The queen of succubi touches herself.
Pressure is high and no resistance is low, but made us look like fools. Bleeding, what we see is the tour, only covers the wound. Feeling of the walls closing in at the top of the room. I don't need no trick up the stage, you know it's hard enough to know what to believe in. A man with emotion, that's not what we've been in. We're kicking emotions, maybe we can lick it in overtime. Can we move any faster? And now what you go through, deliver the answer and we'll move from now into overdrive. Into overdrive. Into overdrive. Into overdrive.
Oh, al belle assai. Ciao 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 ragazzi, sono sempre io, DJ Miss Bond. State ascoltando Radiografia sulla frequenza della polizia. Oggi ho deciso di scassarvi un po' le orecchie con i nostri fantasmagorici Nanowar. Altro che Fiorella Mannoia.
Amore con l'amore.
Ma che dico, mi annoia, mi ha rotto proprio il cazzo. E ricordiamo che la masturbazione è un'attività narcisistica e di autocompiacimento. Chiaro il concetto? Tenetevelo stretto.
L'amore con l'amore.
If anyone has any idea what that guy said at the end of that song, leave me a message on the show notes, okfmmetalmonday.com, or send me a postcard, because apart from Nanowar, I have absolutely no idea what he said. That was True Metal of the World by Nanowar, and prior to that, we heard Low to Overdrive by Metal Church, who I saw on 70,000 Tons of Metal, and it was their reunion show, and they were the very first band on the outdoor stage of 20,000 Tons. 20,000 tons, really, the ship's downsized. 70,000 tons of metal this year. I'll be back for 70,000 tons of metal next year. And as I keep on saying, and I hope I'm right, it will sell out. It has sold out the last 3 or 4 years, each and every year. Indeed, if you have paid already, coming up very, very soon, by the time you're hearing this, you'll be able to help choose your destination. Because they've decided to give the people who are going some say in where they're actually going. Of course, the schedule's rather tight, so you can't, say, go to Australia from, you know, Miami and be back in Miami in 4 days. That's just not going to happen. Or, you know, go over to the UK, pick up Rowan, and then come back. That's just not going to happen in 4 days. But somewhere around the Caribbean or North Mexico or Cuba or somewhere like that, although Cuba's probably not the best place to go politically, who knows. Anywho, so that was Nanowar, and prior to that, Metal Church, and of course we opened up that little particular set. We've 66 Minutes Past Six by Evil Scarecrow. That one was for you, Shauno, and for you, Ro. Yeah. Both of you guys know how much I love that song. I'm sure there was metal in there somewhere. So I'd just like to take this opportunity before I sign off for our final song to thank everyone who's been involved in IRC FM Metal Monday in some way, shape or form. All of the bands, all of the publicists, PR agency, promoters, venues, fellow new media people. It's been absolutely awesome the last couple of years, and it is going to continue, of course. I'm not necessarily able to get out to as many gigs as I would want to, because podcasting doesn't pay the bills. You want to pay me some coin, and I'll go to a gig every week, but, you know, that's just not going to happen. So I have to pick and choose which gigs I go to according to my personal situation. So there's been so many highlights over the last 2 years of IRC FM Metal Monday and the time before that, where there wasn't a specific metal show, but I was playing metal on IRC FM as well. So many great gigs both here and overseas. I've done a little bit of travelling, and there's going to be some great travelling next year, including to 70,000 tons of metal around different parts of America, and coming back via Japan. Hopefully I might go to some metal clubs while I'm over there, and also Singapore next year. So as a result of that, and I don't want you to miss anything while I'm out of the country between January and February next year, I'll be starting to pre-record episodes which you will hear while I'm away. So for the moment at least, won't be going out to many gigs at all while I start that particular process. But then again, January, February, with all my podcasting done, apart from what I'm going to be recording at 70,000 tons of metal, and for the, you know, any interviews or whatever that I might scrape up across or whatever. But the weekly shows, of course, will continue, so that will be fine. Thank you to everyone who's listened. Thank you to everyone who I've featured. And as I said, to all the promoters and the publicists, if it wasn't for all of these people involved in the show, my mum Judy for all of her support, who would have thought, you know, 2 and a bit years ago that I would convert her into metal? you know, she was brought up with country and or western and things like the Beatles and whatnot, and now she loves metal and she cranks it, and sometimes she cranks it harder than what I do. So there we go. Also, check out Ro, check out Kimmy, the Dark Compass Show, and also the Metal Deli, respectively. Links in the show notes, as always, that you can get at irkfmmetalmonday.com. One song to come. You probably know which one it is going to be. I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. And I will see you next week for episode 107. Till then, don't hate me, because I'm metal. And this is Nano War with Metal. La, la, la. La la la. La la la. Good night, interweb.
Sotto la doccia?
Evidentemente sì. Noto con piacere che ti è caduta la saponetta.
Oh sì, grazie. La raccolgo subito.